Moving on with the discussion, our focus on Gaza as of the last few weeks and certainly today and for the rest of this week, with the global Sumud flotilla, a number of boats already claiming that they have been boarded, and many of the other members of the flotilla headed to the shore of Gaza, around about 60 nautical miles off the coast of Gaza currently as we speak. Moving on to a related discussion earlier this year, the Independent Community Pharmacy Association of South Africa launched its Medicines to Africa Gaza campaign, a united effort by South Africa's pharmacies and pharmaceutical sector to send vital medical supplies to those in desperate need. The Medicines to Africa and Gaza campaign was initiated by Pharmacists Without Borders, supported by the International Pharmaceutical Federation, and as part of its Humanity RX program, that is the Humanity Medicines program. We welcome the Independent Community Pharmacy Association's COO, Ahmed Bayat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brother Ahmed.
Well, alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I hope I'm audible. I must apologize for my voice. I'm recovering from a nasty virus.
Jazakumullah khair, brother Ahmed, loud and clear. Brother Ahmed, can you explain to us once again the background to the Medicines to Africa Gaza campaign? How did it start and where are we currently?
All right, so it started as a response to the war in Ukraine, and hospitals called out for medical supplies, and the public in Europe generally sent boxes of medicines, whatever they had at home, they thought that would be needed. They sent them over to Ukraine. However, this was actually counterproductive, that they had no idea what medicines were needed, and worse still, the boxes of medicines couldn't get across the Polish border because of the regulatory constraints of moving medicines across borders. So Pharmacists Without Borders, which is an NGO in the UK, took on the challenge and started the Medicines to Ukraine campaign by collecting donations, which they then channeled through a trusted charity partner to purchase medicines around Ukraine and take it in. And so, and also the medicines are then controlled by pharmacists along the chain so that they comply with all the regulatory requirements and storage conditions, et cetera, et cetera. And so this also means that they know what the hospitals need, and so you procure what is needed. So, and that was the start. And so that actually then grew into Medicines to Africa and Medicines to Gaza, where in Africa and generally, you know, there's lots of countries that face civil wars and displacements and collapsing healthcare infrastructure, et cetera, and natural disasters. And so as pharmacists, we couldn't just stand by. And this gave genesis to the Medicines to Africa initiative, and the current crisis in Gaza is a huge priority, and hence Medicines to Gaza is the campaign that we are running with currently. And the campaign is about solidarity. It's not about charity. It's about getting vital medicines to the people who needed them most with dignity and urgency.
Looking at the campaign currently, Brother Ahmed, how many countries are involved, and where do you see an active footprint of those who are willing to donate in cash, in kind, and in medicines?
Okay, so more than 15 countries have stepped up. And this started actually 2 years ago. And in August of last year, 2024, at the International Pharmacy Federation Congress, a number of countries signed up, and those included South Africa was the first to sign up to Medicines to Africa in Gaza, Egypt, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Uganda, Nigeria, Malaysia, Jordan, Lebanon. All of those were the first to sign up. And it is expanding as we speak. More and more countries are beginning to link up and join this campaign. It's becoming a global campaign. And in August this year, the regional forums of the International Pharmacy Federation in each continent then signed a declaration of intent, agreeing to actively promote and amplify the Medicines to initiative in their regions. And so Gaza is the focus right now. And so this initiative is supported by the International Federation, Pharmacy Federation, and it is part of the global humanitarian RX program, as you said earlier, the humanitarian medicine program.
As of to date and currently, Brother Ahmed, I know, of course, getting anything into Gaza, even vital aid, even basic food supplies, has been a major challenge and, you know, stopped by the Israeli authorities on numerous occasions. Aid has trickled in, but certainly not to the level where it certainly required. How did you, in some way, attempt to overcome or are currently overcoming the challenges of getting something as vital as medicines into Gaza?
So, yeah, absolutely, brother. One faces border closures, supply chain disruptions, and political blocks, and all of those make it incredibly difficult to get anything over into Gaza. So at the heart of this mission is, in South Africa, we have to select a charity partner. And at the heart of this mission is the gift of the Givers Foundation. And they are South Africa's beacon of hope. They have an unmatched expertise in humanitarian logistics and is turning compassion into action, and they ensure that the donated medicines reach those most in need swiftly and easily. And so, in spite of all the difficulties, we don't give up. So we've not been able to move anything just yet. And so the idea is that Gift of the Givers will the money that is donated to this charity will be ring-fenced for Gift of the Givers. And when the borders open up and then we know exactly what is needed, Gift of the Givers will then purchase those medicines from countries around Gaza and take it through the borders and take it to the hospitals and the healthcare services that are needed there.
When it comes to support, especially support from the private sector, how, Ahmed, does the organization solicit or gain support? Is there some sort of direct contact to the campaign itself in order to, say, financially support it? Or do you even accept in kind from neighbor countries and neighbor states?
So the neighboring states, Zimbabwe certainly has, and Malawi have also joined with Gift of the Givers as the charity partner. So, you know, whatever funds come through, they will go to Gift of the Givers. Other countries have chosen their own charity partners because of all the financial challenges that exist in terms of banking and so on. But whatever comes through goes through Gift of the Givers. And so the way we procure any sort of donation here, currently we have posters going out to our independent pharmacies. And just to note that it is the independent pharmacies that are supporting this initiative. And I'll say this openly, none of the corporate pharmacies have come forward. And I think this is an important thing for people to understand, that this is not supported by corporate pharmacies South Africa. This is supported by independent community pharmacies. And these are your mom and pop pharmacies in your neighborhood, in your locations. And those are the ones that have come forward. And so we put posters in the pharmacies. They have a QR code that your donors can scan, or there is a website. And if you'll allow me, I'm happy to send a copy of the poster to the radio station, which can then be disseminated through your social media channels and to get the word out.
Finally, Brother Ahmed, when it comes to, of course, the medicines that are being supplied to an area, to a place like Gaza, what are you seeing? What type of medications, you know, when you speak about medications to the general public, it normally goes to your over-the-counter, sometimes chronic. But where there is this demand in Gaza, what type of medications are you seeing the personnel in Gaza who remain requesting as urgency that they require within the area?
You know, they need everything. They have literally very, very little that they have. Excuse me. There's very little available. So, you know, your over-the-counter medication, your normal cough and colds and painkillers and so on. But when you come to the hospitals, they need anesthetics. They need seriously high-level painkillers. And they need antibiotics. The diabetics can't get insulin. Asthmatics cannot get the inhalers. And so this is a crisis, a huge crisis and a health crisis in Gaza that we hope we can fill some of that gap that's there.
I know, of course, Brother Ahmed, that the focus is currently on Gaza, and of course, rightfully so. But is there talks of maybe extending this campaign locally, within greater or more areas in Africa as time goes on? I mean, of course, a good initiative starts off in one place, but with support, it can become a global movement.
You're absolutely right. So this is Medicines to Africa. as the global, not for the global, but the continental initiative, and it will shift once we have Gaza settled in a sense, when we have, you know, things going through, because we're not the only ones that are going to be sending medicines to Gaza. And then the focus will shift to another crisis, and another one that's sitting right on top of us is Sudan. And so it will shift to Sudan, and it will shift to other areas. So when we start this campaign, brother, it was at the time, and we were just getting off on our feet and off on with the campaign, and there was an earthquake in Morocco, and we missed that because we were not yet ready for that. But this is the kind of thing, and we have floods in Mozambique. We had crisis in KZN with floods and riots, and in fact, a few years ago with the riots in KZN, again, the ICPA stepped up and got pharmacies up on their feet. I think out of all of the pharmacies, only three pharmacies, more than 100 pharmacies were actually destroyed. And out of all of those, only three pharmacies did not reopen. We managed to get funding for all of those pharmacies to get back on their feet. So this is the kind of work that happens in the background.
Brother Ahmed Bayat, shukran jazakumullah khairan for joining us, and I trust you'll send that link with us, and hopefully we will circulate it on your behalf, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the quick shifa, back on your feet, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the good work. Ameen, Brother Ahmed Bayat.
Ameen, jazakallah for the opportunity to speak to yourselves and to your listeners, and please, I do request that they open their hearts to this. And if I may, in closing, say that this initiative is about crowdfunding. It's about the public donating even small amounts of a 10 Rand or a 20 Rand or any amount. It all adds up. And I'd like to suggest that families and friends challenge each other to equal or better donations to this very worthy cause. And this campaign has shown what's possible when the communities get together and the pharmacists lead with heart and purpose. And it's not just about medicine, it's about justice, it's about dignity and standing together in times of crises. And we are not done yet. We will continue with this, inshallah.
Inshallah.